seeking the face of God, what he'd have us to share this morning. And can't get away from Philippians chapter number 3. That's what we're going back to. Amen. Philippians chapter number 3. Couldn't get away this morning, trying to go different directions, and the Lord wouldn't let us go different directions concerning what you'd have us to share with today. And we're going to stay on that theme that we had for our men's conference. Amen. Amen. In verse number 14, I believe it is, of Philippians chapter number 13. That's the verse I want to read this morning. Verse 13, share to you the thought that the Lord have to share. Amen. Concerning that he showed us this morning. Amen. Might be simple, might be quick. Amen. Maybe long. I don't know. We're just going to follow the Lord. Whatever the Lord may lead, but he give us this thought, we're going to go that direction. Amen. And really don't have much of an outline. Have a little one. Just some things that God allows us to jot down. And process of amen, just a few minutes. And just say, yep. Seemed like I wanted to go somewhere else, but the Lord wouldn't let me. So here's where we're at. Philippians chapter number 4, verse number 1. If you'd like to stand. One verse, we'll be covering a lot of different verses, but we'll just start with that one verse you did, the text. Chapter 3, verse 13. Bible says this, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Father, we thank you for the word of God. May you touch upon heart, touch upon lives, touch upon that need to be done. Father, help us, Lord, to be able to, God, share what you'd have us to share with those that are here today, those that may be tuned in, those that may be listening. God, I pray. Father, I thank you for what our hearts felt yesterday in the Word of God. God, that you revealed to us that we hearts felt. God, thank you so much. God, help us for a little bit. God, I know we can't even come in close, but Lord, we are the same servant as they are. We are have the same God, and God, and you give us that same word. Lord, we pray. God, we want to thank you, praise you, bless you. God, for this we ask in our name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. A theme of our men's conference yesterday was reaching forth in 2024. I've seen Brother Chris Cornett began to share, amen, about how that we can reach forth and how that there was a time in David's life when David had come to a place, amen, he probably felt like God is through with me, God done with me. We find out that that wasn't the case, amen. And shared his thought, amen, God's not done with us. And can I say today, no matter where you're at in life, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're dealing with, God ain't done with you. I promise you that. Brother Chris Grin shared with us, amen, about how that we, as David, and they use a verse there. David said, well, I've not seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Amen. How we can keep reaching forward to what God has given us. And Brother David shared with us, amen, the thought, amen, when Peter got out of the boat. Amen. How that he was the only one out of 12, amen, that got out of the boat. Amen. He took a look to the Lord and went to the presence of God. But I want to look upon the thought this morning. Amen. As you know, in the book of Philippians, Paul was in prison. Amen. When he wrote this epistle. And I can imagine, as Brother Chris was sharing last night or yesterday about David. And amen, how David must have felt. Amen. When he was running from his life barefooted. Amen. Going out of the city in fear for his life. What he might have thought and how he might have felt. Maybe I want to look today at Brother Paul and maybe what he might have felt like and how he may have felt. And, amen, when he found himself in prison. But thank God, even though he found himself in prison, thank God he didn't stop. Amen. Why? Because Paul had a desire, amen, to keep moving forward. And can I say today, no matter what circumstance may knock us off our feet, no matter what trial, amen, might try to knock us down, no matter what situation or circumstance might try to stop us dead in our tracks. Brother Gerald, we've got a responsibility. It ought to be our desire, just as it was Paul's desire. Amen, to keep moving forward. Amen, in his relationship and his walk with God. And we see that in this passage of Scripture. Find out chapter 3, Paul begins to speak of his pursuit of Christ.
How? That Christ meant more to him than anything. Hey, as I made mention of the broadcast this morning, Brother Lance, here it was Paul. Amen, a great man of God, a man that had been preaching, a man that had been working for God for many years. But here was a man that never lost his zeal. Here in chapter 4, as chapter 3, as he was writing to the church at Philippi, he kept, amen, emphasizing to them. Why did he do that, preacher? To encourage them, to be an example to them, that they too, no matter what might come their way, no matter the circumstances they may deal with, amen, that they still could have that same desire to keep moving forward, and the possibilities and the way to keep moving forward in the midst of the hard times. And after Paul began to talk about them, amen, he's talking about, amen, moving on, and he used an analogy, amen, of a racer. Back in biblical times, it was very well known in the church there at Rome and other places that they would have those events and the big coliseums and big races, and everyone would race for the prize and race for the crown. And he used the analogy, amen, of a racer here. Amen, he said, "That's how I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling." Then he goes on using the analogy, and we read this verse here in verse number 13. He said this. He said, verse 13, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Now, I want you to notice a few things. Amen. We see in verse number 13, first of all, he said this, "I count on myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to unto those things which are before." I want to preach upon that thought, amen, and maybe use the title, "Keep Reaching Forth." Amen. Don't you notice what he said in verse number 13? He talked about those things were behind. What things? Amen. What were those things? That were, no doubt, the past things that he had been through, the fall, the failures, the time of Brother Gerald when he, amen, persecuted the church, wreaked havoc in the church, all the damage he did, amen, to the same gospel he was preaching right now, all the damage he had done before time. He said, "That's one thing I'm going to do. I'm going to forget about those things." And I say today, many times we're not careful. Amen. Paul had a desire, amen, to pursue the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul had a desire, amen, to know him more and more every day. Paul had a desire, amen, to know about the Lord Jesus Christ, to pursue him in all that God had for him. In other words, he wanted to reach that place of completion, that place of perfection. That word perfection, amen, there speaks of complete. In other words, Paul said, "I want to complete all that God's got for me. I want to complete my race. I don't want to stop short. I want to keep moving on no matter what." You look around the churches today. You look at Pathway Baptist Church. You look at churches around our community. You look at those that, amen, men and women that, amen, that used to be on fire for God. Amen, used to, amen, never miss, amen, services, always had a desire to be in God's house. But yet you see those same individuals now, amen, are standing at the house, amen, not pursuing God, not following God, not grabbing a hold of being what God wants them to be, in all that God commands us to do. They've lost that zeal to pursue God and help us to be like Paul. Paul said, "Listen, hey man, I want to finish the race." Too many folks have went halfway, and because of the problem, they quit. They quit on the race, quit on the Christian journey, quit, amen, but what God had the ability, the opportunity God had for them. Maybe it's the past failures. Maybe it's the past hurts. Amen. They grabbed a hold of them. Maybe they've been hurt in the house of God. Maybe some brother, some sister. Amen. Hurt them. Oh, and they quit in the pursuit of God. And I say, guarantee you, Paul, amen, had a greater, amen, I guess, opportunity to quit because of those that hurt him, things that he had been through. Amen, but Paul said, I'm not quitting. I'm not. Amen, I'm going to follow through. I'm going to attain. I'm going to get to that place that I'm desiring to be closer and closer with God. Notice another thing he said in that verse. Brethren, I count on myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. And I want to preach upon that thought, those things that are before. What things? Can I say today, God's got some things ahead of us. God got some things that we need to reach for. That word reaching forth had the ideal of stretching out. And let me use the illustration as he's using the analogy of a racer. Hey, man, I press toward the mark as a prize that I have calling. Hey, man, everybody in this room. Hey, man, maybe you've raced before. Maybe you've seen those racers. Hey, man, they'll run. Hey, man, all through the race. And when they get close to the finish line, hey, man, you'll find, hey, man, the media will reach out. Hey, man, they'll thrust themselves forward. Hey, man, just press everything, every muscle and a bone. Hey, man, to be across that finish line. And that is the analogy. And that's the illustration that Paul's given. Honey, I'm stretching forward. I've given it all I've got. Honey, I'm about to finish this race. I ain't going to quit on God. I ain't going to slow down. But I'm going to keep racing forward. I'm going to keep stretching out to those things God's got intended for me. Preacher, what are those things? First, one of those things I believe that Paul's talking about, amen, is knowing the person of God. Paul had a desire to know God. You see that in verse 8, verse 9 of Philippians chapter number 3. He said, as yet doweth, I count all things but loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, whom I have suffered the loss of all things, who count them dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Then he said this in verse number 10, that I may know him. Paul, amen, one of those things that Paul was reaching forth for, amen, was a greater knowledge, amen, a greater a knowledge of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Amen, Paul said, I want to know him. Amen, everything that I've done, all that I was, amen, I'm there but done, that I may win Christ. That word win means to simply gain Christ. Have that relationship. Have that fellowship. Oh, Brother Gerald, heaven help us to get to that place like Paul was. No matter what's happened to us in the past, no matter the hurt we've had in the past, brother, amen, I'd be able, amen, to reach forth and to know him better and better each and every day of our life. The more that we come to the place that Paul was encouraging the church of Philippi to get to, that place where Paul was, he said, listen, I want to know him. Oh, I want to know him. Amen. Everything that I was, I've counted done that I may gain Christ. I may have that relationship, that personal relationship with God. Amen. And I may know him more and more each and every day. Preacher, how do we get to know the Lord more and more each and every day? It's by spending time with the Lord more and more every day. Yeah.
growing up in life, whether you're a young boy, young girl, you run across somebody and, amen, full sparks of interest in you. Maybe the way they look, the way they personality they've got. You see, a good-looking individual, whether you'll be a man, say a young lady that catches your eye. Amen. And you begin to look at them. Boy, and use a statement, I sure would like to get to know them a little better. I'd like to learn a little more about them. Well, how do you do it? You spend time with them. Amen. You go up to them, you introduce yourself to them. Amen. You begin to spend more time. And the more time that you spend with them, brother, and the more that you get to know them, and the more that you talk to them, the more that you begin to learn their interests, and the more that you deal with them, hey, man, and have the relationship with them, you learn more and more about them each and every time that you talk to them and spend time. Folks, that's where your relationship with God is. Hey, man, if you want to know God, honey, you've got to spend time with him. And we can't say we want to know God. We want a closer walk with God. Hey, man, lay your Bible on the mantle when we get home. Or not grace the house of God to learn more about him. If you want to say you want to have a relationship with God, you've got to spend time with him. We can't have a relationship with God the way that God desires us to want, have a relationship with him, if we don't spend time with him. That precious word, and that prayer time, and that time in the house of God, spending time hearing from the man of God that shares the word of God. Brother Gerald, amen, that's how we come to know the Lord. Amen, deal, have time with him more and more every day. Paul said, I want to know him. That's one of those things. Paul says, I'm reaching forth. I'm stretching out with all my strength. I want to know him more than anything else. I want to have a greater knowledge of him more than anything else. I want to spend more time with him more than anything else. God help us, oh me, amen, to understand how we need to reach forth. Keep reaching forth to know the Lord Jesus Christ on a greater, more personal level. Not only one of those things that Paul's talking about, reaching forth with every ounce of strength that he had to get a hold of to attain. Paul wanted to know the purpose of God. Look what he said. He says this in Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Not only one of those things that Paul was reaching forth was to know the person of God, but another thing Paul was reaching forth was to the purpose of God. What God, what purpose God had for him. Paul said, listen, those things that I've done in my past, they're in the past. Those things that I can hang my hat on, I count them as dung, that I may win him, that's those things that are in the past. What I'm reaching forth right now, that those things are before, is not only knowing the person of God, but also knowing the purposes of God on a greater scale in my life, what God wants to do with me. See, Paul had resigned his purpose, catch it now, church, to the purpose of God. Many times we find ourselves walking in our purpose. What we want to do, what we want to become, instead of saying, God, what is your purpose for my life? God, if you want me to preach, I'll preach. God, if you want me to sing for the tops of my voice, I'll do it with every ounce of strength I've got. Lord, if you want me, amen, to spend time, be that great prayer warrior, that you'd have me to be, amen, for pray prayers of intercession and supplication for those who are in trouble. Lord, I'm willing to do that. Lord, if you want me to stand, amen, hold the door open while folks coming out of the church, Lord, I'll do that too. Lord, if you want me to clean the church, amen, keep your house, honey, it don't matter. God's got a purpose. God's got a place for each and every one of us. And Paul said, I'm reaching forth to those things. I'm reaching forth, having to know God better. I'm reaching forth to understand his purpose and know what he wants to do in my life. Amen. And gain. Amen. The high calling that God has put on my life. Amen. And do it. And finish the race. See, the Christian race is in essence, is a marathon. Many times, amen, we count it like a sprint. Boy, we'll jump out there and we'll sprint for a little while, and we'll sprint, and all of a sudden we'll just quit. We'll sit down, we'll stop. Amen, well, I want to do more for God. We'll get out there, we'll sprint a little more, and we'll stop again. Amen. We'll run along and we'll stop again. What Paul's saying, I keep pressing on. Every aspect, I'm not stopping. I'm not sprinting. But I'm reaching forth. I'm exerting every effort. Amen. To keep on running. To keep on sharing. I keep on preaching. I keep on being faithful to the house of God. Keep on. I want to know God more and more every day. See, God's got a purpose. Preach, what is that purpose? Amen. To present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. It is a daily, reasonable service that God expects out of you and I each and every day. Paul said, that's one of those things. I want to know the purpose of God. Not only did Paul want to, one of those things he was talking about was the purpose of the person of God, the purpose of God. He also began to talk about, amen, amen, to provisions of God, what God had for him. Look what he said. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Then he goes on, verse 11. Back up, verse 11. If by any means I might attain to the resurrection dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after that, amen, I may apprehend, that for which also I am apprehended of Christ. What Paul simply said in a nutshell is simply this. Honey, I ain't got there yet. I ain't got there yet. Oh, but I'm still reaching forth. I'm still persevering. I'm still moving forward. I'm still, amen, in the race. I'm still running the race. I'm still fighting the battle. I'm still having that same desire to keep moving forward, to keep reaching forth. Paul sits and saying, I want to be able to reach forth to all that God had for me. The provision and the possibilities. So, preacher, what are you talking about? Look at Paul's life. Paul, when he got thrown into jail, he could, well, Lord, I've done my best. Amen. Here I'm in jail. What can I do now? Philippians, book of Philippians, the epistle to the church of Philippi is a good illustration of the possibilities that God can do for each and every one of us, even when we find ourselves at our lowest. Paul, amen, didn't stop running the race just because they threw him in jail. And I believe Paul witnessed to every soldier that he was chained to, every soldier that was assigned to him, he told them about Jesus. Not only did he tell them about Jesus, but he took the opportunity while he was in prison, amen, to pin down the very words of this precious epistle, the church of Philippi, and many others. Amen. Encourage those to keep pressing forward. Keep moving forward. Can I say today we need to, amen, look, reach forward to those things. Oh, the possibilities and opportunities that God gives us. You say, preacher, I ain't much. Hey, God don't need much. Amen. Oh, God needs a little willingness, amen, to be able to use us for his glory and his honor. I'll say this for not a pat on the back, but I'll say this. Amen. To get the illustration to point across. We never know a little bit thing that we may do, what little word we may say, what little encouragement we may give, what little being faithful to the call of God in our life,
amen, who it may touch, Brother Brown, we may never know. But then, there are times, amen, just this week, several occasions, guy came with a revival meeting, and guy come up to me, and after the meeting, he said, "What's your name?" I said, "Joe Moore." He said, "I thought so." Again, recollect the time that God allows us to share the Word of God in a little outdoor meeting. He said, "Do you remember that time?" I said, I do. He said, "Man," he said, "I was there. It'd been 10 years I've been looking for you, but I finally found you." 10 years. I'd really forgot about it, but we was preaching an outdoor meeting there, and I just kicked my shoes off and started preaching. "Hey, you're Barefoot Joe." And just the other night, young man, been preaching for 10 years, and I didn't really know who he was. He come to me. He said, "Preacher," he said, "you remember about 10 years ago, told me the church was at, he said God was dealing with me about preaching, about surrendering to the call to preach the gospel. He said, you prayed over me that night." He said, "I've not forgot that." You see, folks, we don't never know the possibility. I can tell you other stories. Folks that, "Preacher, you preached at my grandpa's funeral some years ago, and the word that you spoke touched my, it wasn't nothing I did. Well, thank God it was a possibility, what God done through me to reach out and touch others." Can I say today, we don't know, but one of those things that Paul is talking about, reaching out for, stretching out for, is the possibilities of what God can do in your life, what God, amen, can do for you, and the influence you can have on somebody else's life. We never know. We never know, brother, those yards that you mow on the, amen, in the summertime, maybe that individual you get to talk to, what God can do in their life just because you mow their yard. We never know, amen, my wife, that individual that God may allow us to run into, maybe a Walmart or somewhere else, and what an influence it may be to them. We never know. Oh, Paul said, "I'm reaching forth to those things. I'm reaching forth to the possibilities of what God wants to do in my life. No matter who you're at, no matter how far you fell, God can do great work through you." Apostle Paul, as I made mention earlier in the message, wreaked havoc on the church. Brother Glenn shared with it a little bit how that Paul's zeal for religion, he thought he was doing the right thing by taking those folks that call themselves Christian and putting them in jail. Thought he was doing the right thing, amen, to wreak havoc, amen, put a stop to this, amen, gospel of Jesus Christ. He thought he was doing in a great work. But what Paul did not realize is what God was fixing to do. The possibilities that God would take this man was wreaking havoc, bringing death, amen, just messing homes up, amen, and God would use that same man to share those same words that he was persecuting. We don't know. Brother Lance used the illustration, amen, about Billy Graham and Warren Wiersbe. I was reading the other day about another illustration in the same manner. There was a man, we aired to the morning. God began to deal with his heart. In the middle of Chicago, he said, "You need to go down to the train station and preach." He just shrugged it off and went back to sleep. On the third time, when God woke him up again, he finally said, "Well, I better be obedient." Got up out of his bed, went down to the train station in the middle of Chicago. When he got to the train station, wasn't nobody there. And he said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" He said, "Preach. Preach." He said, so I began to preach, and I preached the message of salvation until God got done with me. And I lived, not seeing no one, went back home. Some years later, he said, I went to a revival meeting. There's a fellow there by the name of Billy Sunday. He preached a revival meeting. And as he was preaching in that meeting, Brother Billy Sunday began to give his testimony to how God saved him. He said, one night, behind the old train car, now I've seen the individual, I heard the message of salvation from somebody who was preaching right there in that train station. Hey, you never know having the possibilities of what God can do through just a little obedience. What a little obedience that God may want you to do. Remember another story of a man who was at an old Brush Arbor meeting. Many of you know what I'm talking about, Brush Arbor meeting, old staff all those floors. God was dealing with him about being saved. Man, fighting, trying to have him get some easy. He said, Lord, I tell you what, you'll let somebody just get a handful of sawdust off the ground and just put it on the altar, I'll know that it's you talking to me. It wasn't just a few minutes. There was some old saint of God lady got out of the back pew. Haman reached down there and knelt down on that old sawdust floor, grabbed her a handful of sawdust and made her way to the altar and dropped that sawdust right on that altar. You say, preacher, hey, man, probably the devil's probably whispering to her every moment of the way, what in the world are you doing? Haman getting sawdust and putting on the altar. You're crazy. Thank God. And the possibility of what God would want to do in her life to that young man, to that preacher, to a man because of the name of Billy Sunday reached thousands through his preaching. It's a possibility that God had for us if we'll just be obedient to what God wants to do in our life. Paul said, I'm reaching forth to those things. I'm reaching forth to know the person of God. I'm reaching forth to know the purpose of God. But I'm also reaching forth to know the possibility of God. Paul was also reaching forth to know the power of God. He said, I may know him and the power of his resurrection. You see, the more that we know him, the more that we know, amen, what he's done for us. Then he goes on and said, I may know him and the power of his resurrection, being made conformable even to his death. Paul, even to his suffering. Paul said, listen, I just want to even know the sufferings of it. Maybe his brother, can't remember which one of the brothers it was, maybe his brother Chris Cordut. Maybe one of the other brothers talked about yesterday. It is, the brother David Smith was. He said, there's two storms that we find ourselves going through as Christians. One of them is a storm of correction. Another is a storm of perfection. Storm of correction is when we find ourselves disobeying God, God trying to get our attention. Then there are also those storms of perfection. Amen. Where God can use a storm even though we may be walking in the perfect will of God. God can take those storms just as he did Job. Amen. Perfect us. Amen. Get us ready. Amen. For what was fixing to happen. Just as he did Abraham. Amen. Right before he offered Isaac on the... Amen. Abraham went through some storms. Before he got to that moment of testing. Amen. But yet, he went through those storms to get him ready for that main storm. That storm where he would offer his only son. Amen. In obedience to God. Can I say sometimes there are storms of perfection? I can't remember. I think I want to say his name was Mr. Andy Andrews. He was a comedian, Christian comedian. And he wrote a book about storms of perfection. And he went through many, amen, even in writing this book, he went to many well-known athletes, many well-known entertainers, amen, and asked them to share their moment
of failure in his life and what led them to get to where they were, amen, and being famous in point. And each one that agreed to write those letters, and amen, he put them in a book. And every one of them went through times of failures. They went through storms of falling, but yet they got back up. Storms of failure, yet they got back up. They didn't quit. They kept reaching forth. To the point they got to where they were. Colonel Sanders, everybody know that. You Baptists, we Baptists, we Kentucky Fried Chicken before. Colonel Sanders, one of those that many countless numbers of times, 18, 19, 20 times, amen, he tried different recipes to get that perfect recipe, but yet he got turned down time and time again. You know what happened? As Paul Harvey says, you know the rest of the story. He didn't quit. He didn't quit. He kept reaching forth to the possibility that he'd get that right one. Honey, God, amen, he's got those things, those possibilities for what God can do in your life and my life. Don't stop. Don't quit. Keep reaching forth. Last of all, and I'm done. One of those things I believe Paul was talking about, we find in verse number chapter 4. Let me find it here. Verse number 7. Verse 6. 6 to 7. Be careful for nothing. Everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Verse 7. And the peace of God, amen, which passeth all understanding, listen now, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Paul said, I want to know the peace of God. He didn't talk, it wasn't talking about peace with God. Peace with God speaks of our position when we got saved. Peace of God deals with our relationship. Amen. When we know that we're walking in the will of God. When we know we've got that peace of knowing that what we're doing, amen, we're doing for the glory of God. Amen. Paul said, I'm reaching forth, amen, to know the peace of God more and more. Every day, Paul said, listen, I want to have peace with God. I want to have fellowship with God. I want to know him better. Amen. If we know him better, amen, we will have that peace with him. I say today, let me stop there, give you a little tidbit. You ain't going to have peace with God when you're walking in sin. It ain't going to happen. I mean, have the peace of God. I mean, peace with God, but you're not going to have the peace of God. You're not going to have that peace of knowing that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. See, it's those things that Paul's talking about. And then I said, I was done, but I've got one more and I'm done. Paul wanted to know the perfection of God. When I'm speaking of perfection, that completeness. In other words, finishing the race. Doing all that God had for him. We see that. He said, I ain't got there yet, verse 11, 12. But he said, I'm still reaching forth. I'm still pressing on. I'm still doing all that I can to get to that place where God wants me to be. That should be our desire. Ain't got there yet. Ain't got there yet. God, we can always grow closer. We can always do more. We can always allow God to use us in a greater way. It is that perfection that Paul's talking about. He said, one day I'm going to get there. Ain't there yet. Paul kept pressing on. Paul kept reaching forth. Can I say, church, today, keep reaching forth. Keep pressing on. God ain't done with you. God ain't done with Pathway Baptist Church. God ain't done with each and every one that's in this room today. Amen. Keep reaching forth to those that know the person of God. Keep reaching forth for the purpose God has for your life. Keep reaching forth. Amen. The possibilities of what God wants to do and can do through you. Keep reaching forth. Let me say this. Daniel,
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, teenagers, when they were taken into captivity. God took those teenagers. God had a great job for them. Little did they realize when they got taken from their homeland the possibilities of what God was going to do through them. Little did Daniel realize that God would use him to change heathen kings' mind, allow heathen kings to see God in him. You see, folks, we don't know. Carl, I don't know what God has for you, but there's great possibilities. God's got great possibilities. Amen. How do we reach those possibilities? Just simply, amen, reaching forth to know him. Have that relationship, reaching forth to those possibilities, those opportunities God gives us. Reaching forth. Father, we thank you for the word of God. Touch your own heart, touch your own life. God, help.